With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños. California's wildfires are adding more challenges to the already difficult business of beekeeping. FM 89's Alice Daniel has this story of a family in Kerman that lost hundreds of hives in the Creek Fire.
61-year-old David Blair lives on a farm in Kerman with his family and several very protective dogs. This third-generation beekeeper has been running honeybees for most of his life. A cup of coffee in one hand, he rolls up the garage door to his warehouse and points out a few remaining 55-gallon barrels filled with honey.
We send it off to Sioux Bee as soon as we can. We don't really store a lot here.
Fall is honey harvesting season. Each summer, Blair hauls truckloads of bees to various spots in the state to shield them from the valley heat. That includes forest in the Sierra. After Labor Day, he removes the honey from the hives before he brings the bees back. But this year, the Creek Fire erupted, and he and his father lost about 540 hives. That's a third of the hives they had in the mountains.
I cried after I seen them. Yeah, a little bit. Because it's just a loss, the work that you put into them. It's just a way of life. It's just hard to take something like that.
Cal Fire escorted Blair up to see two of his locations near Mammoth Pool last week. This week, he saw where another load of hives had burned. It was just ash, he says.
Just devastated. There's nothing left. It's just a mess. Nails, staples.
The California State Beekeepers Association doesn't keep track of the number of hives lost to wildfires. But Associate Director Brooke Palmer says she's heard from several beekeepers who have suffered big losses. Here's what she encourages all beekeepers to do.
Register their hives with the county and with USDA so that when this happens, they have the opportunity to apply for the programs available for natural disasters.
But Blair's wife, Vicky, also a beekeeper, says it's not just about losing beehives. As she sorts through photos of the Creek Fire devastation, she worries about the future of beekeeping in the state.
Every year we find that we either lose a location because of development or a fire or this drought. It's harder and harder for beekeepers to run businesses in California.
Blair worries too. Right now, he's checking some bees on his property. He feeds them a pollen substitute because they can't find enough food.
I call them my pet hives, yes. Yeah, only a beekeeper would do that.
He'll use them to pollinate his 16 acres of almond trees in February. He also contracts with many other almond growers. This year, he says, he'll have to rent some bees.
We'll get bees to help cover our contracts this year until we rebuild.
Rebuilding the hives takes time, he says, and that won't happen until next spring. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Alice Daniel.